Baby Talk with Penny Johnston on ABC Local Radio.
Co-sleeping, or babies sleeping in the same bed as their parents, has hit the headlines again this week as the Victorian coroner John Olley released a report on four babies that died as a result of sharing a sleep space. The coroner was investigating the death of these babies, aged between 10 weeks and 5 months, all of whom died of SIDS, or sudden infant death syndrome, and all had been sleeping in a bed next to at least one of their parents when they died. The coroner's findings were that it is inherently dangerous for a parent to sleep in the same bed as an infant younger than a year old. And the coroner also criticised inconsistent messages from health professionals about the practice of co-sleeping, saying that professionals must put their personal beliefs to one side to issue science-based advice. Infant sharing of sleep surfaces, beds, sofas, mattresses, and armchairs increases the risk of infant death from a fatal sleep accident and may increase the risk of infant death from SIDS, he said. Now, because the coroner is legally unable to comment on his findings, I spoke to Victoria's Health Services Commissioner, Beth Wilson, about this important coronial finding. And to begin with, the definition of the term co-sleeping.
It doesn't mean sleeping in the same room. It means sleeping on the same surface as the parent or parents, or in fact siblings. So there's been found to be a quite high risk rate of a baby dying of SIDS where they're sleeping with others. His reports of the inquest are probably the clearest exposition I've ever seen of this difficult area of SIDS.
Does it refer to a single cause of death, or is it more an umbrella expression for a number of different reasons for a baby dying suddenly?
Okay. Basically, SIDS is the sudden unexpected death of an infant under 1 year of age, and the onset of the fatal episode apparently occurs during sleep. They're deaths that remain unexplained even after thorough investigations, which can include a complete autopsy, review of the circumstances of death, and the child's clinical history. SIDS is sometimes confused with sleeping accident deaths, where there's been suffocation. Sometimes the SIDS deaths will show up infection or respiratory problems, but not to the extent that it would cause the death. So it is an umbrella term for deaths when we really don't know the cause.
So how do the number of deaths due to co-sleeping compare to infant deaths from other causes?
Well, I was quite alarmed when I looked at the figures. In the period 1989 to 2010, I know that's quite a long time, but there were 3,934 SIDS deaths. That's a lot of deaths. There has been a distinct decrease since we've been learning about the message of not sleeping on the same surface. In Victoria in 2010, there were 15 deaths. And with whooping cough, there's been one death in Victoria in the past 8 years of a two-week-old child in February 2011. And that was the first of whooping cough since 2004. So it's quite a different scale, isn't it?
I guess most parents have learned, thanks to a lot of the publicity from the SIDS people, all the things about sleeping babies on their back, having a hard sleep surface, not having lots of bed coverings, not having those puffy things around the outside of the cot, not sleeping with pillows or toys.
All very important, and babies should be in cribs or cots that conform with Australian safety standards.
If you're a sort of a rank amateur like myself, you know, I took on board all the official advice that I got from the hospital when I came home, and the baby had a crib to sleep in, slept in the same room. But I do remember waking up one night realizing that the baby and I had fallen asleep in the same bed, and I was just shocked and horrified and terrified that I'd done a terrible, terrible thing.
Well, you shouldn't beat yourself up too much. Parenting is a very difficult thing to do, and I think it was cranky old Patrick White who once wrote, it is not possible to be an entirely satisfactory parent. But of course, we must take the risk factors into account. Since it was discovered that shared sleeping was a risk factor, the deaths have reduced by 50%. So whilst things like parental exhaustion do need to be taken into account. His Honour John Olley makes an interesting suggestion from a woman's point of view, and that is that Dad has a very important role to play here, so that if Mum does drift off through sheer tiredness, Dad or a partner can make sure that baby is placed safely in their own separate sleeping place.
There is a group of parents who feel sleeping in the same bed with your baby is traditional and it's actually beneficial to the baby.
The arguments that are put forward are that breastfeeding is more frequent and tends to go longer if you're co-sleeping. There's also arguments put forward that mum's there to check on baby's responses. However, the scientific evidence is pretty good on this. We do need to do more research, but we ignore the evidence at our peril. And certainly health professionals should not be using their own belief systems to advise parents. If you're a health professional, you should be following the scientifically based evidence.
Now, that is really hard because it's kind of when I did wake up in the same bed as the baby, who is hale and hearty and three now, it did sort of feel like it might have been okay. And, you know, as a gut feeling, you kind of think, oh, you know, what, did the cave babies sleep in another cave when we were all evolving?
We didn't count the data then. We don't know how many cave babies died.
And that, I guess, is one of the really tricky things about parenting, is that there's what the scientists tell you and what you kind of feel as a gut instinct. And you'd like us to separate the two.
I don't know that it is necessarily a separation of the two. Human beings do all sorts of things because they feel nice and warm and cozy about it, like drinking alcohol and smoking fags, but it might not necessarily be good for you. And that's why we do pursue evidence and science.
But there's going to be a lot of us that have read the story in the newspapers and go, oh, well, those, you know, yes, terrible things happen, but I don't smoke, I don't take drugs, you know, I'm not a bad parent. It's easy to assume that parents who lost their baby in those sort of circumstances might have been working with other unsafe practices when they were caring for their baby.
Look, that's possible, and His Honour, the coroner, John Olley, in these four unfortunate cases, made sure that he stressed this decision is not about apportioning blame. It was about finding out the information we need so that a good, clear, concise message can be given to parents.
The circumstances of the four babies in this report, was there any other outstanding issue in that might have contributed to the death?
My understanding is there were no other outstanding issues. These were SIDS deaths in a situation of sharing the same sleeping surface. There were some, there was some evidence of respiratory problems, but not to the extent that would kill any of the four children.
There's a bigger danger from exhausted parents falling asleep with a baby on the couch or even in a chair, that sharing a bed was a safer option than exhaustedly falling asleep on the couch.
Right. Well, the Coroner's Prevention Unit did a great deal of research into these issues and presented that evidence to the coroner. That's all set out in his decision, and it's a very clear message that co-sleeping on the same sleeping surface, and I keep stressing that because it's not just sleeping in the same room, but sharing the same surface, is very dangerous, and the rate of SIDS deaths dropped about 50% once that was discovered.
With all the other things that we would be horrified about doing now, like smoking in the same room as a baby or
taking drugs,
Few new parents would want to do anything that deliberately harms their baby. So I'm assuming that, you know, most parents are going to heed this warning from the coroner. Do you think he's gone far enough in getting the message across?
Well, when you read this decision, it's beautifully written. It's really crisp and clear. I certainly learned a great deal from it. He also recommends that the Department of Health continue with its maternal health nurses programs, who give a lot of information to new parents prior to the birth, so you can organise proper sleeping facilities just after the birth and subsequently. So there is some good information available through the nurses and through SIDS and KIDS. And I think that the community generally is becoming more aware of the message. And the fact that the coroner did these four inquest together in itself is going to be very helpful in getting the message out there. He did say that there should be more consistency of information between SIDS and the Department of Health, so some work can be done there. There's also some very important work that's being done with the Department of Education and Early Childhood Development. There are fact sheets available through SIDS. There's a lot of information out there. We just need to make sure that with the public health message, we get a good balance so that parents get sensible, clear information in a way that doesn't scare the pants off them.
This is a life and death situation.
This is very serious stuff. The loss of a baby is absolute tragedy for everyone around them, and that will include parents and the rest of the family. So if there are ways that we can avoid it, even if that might be sometimes a little bit inconvenient, I think that's the way we've got to go.
Beth Wilson, Victoria's Health Services Commissioner, talking about Victorian Coroner John Olley's findings into co-sleeping and sudden infant deaths in Victoria. The number of babies dying suddenly and unexpectedly has reduced dramatically in Victoria and Australia. The Australian Bureau of Statistics has found that the incidence of SIDS has fallen by as much as 84% since 1990. And the incidence of sudden infant deaths in Australia is also on the decline. Currently, it is around 1 in every 3,000 births, or 130 babies each year. While I know that many people feel very strongly about co-sleeping, we also need to recognise that we once felt pretty strongly about other harmful practices, such as swaddling children to a board to keep their limbs straight, and smoking during pregnancy. I'll put some links online to sites that can give you more facts and figures about the dangers of co-sleeping. We'll see you next time on Baby Talk.
Baby Talk.